It's Friday, July 5th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Rice Lakes and other 4th of July fireworks displays have been postponed to tonight. Cumberland School District's superintendent faces a third OWI charge. An update to the search for Melissa Davis, who went missing May 13th, and the state Supreme Court is set to release two major opinions today. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Due to weather not cooperating, the fireworks displays in Rice Lake, Cumberland, and Makana were postponed from July 4th to this evening, July 5th. Those fireworks shows start around dusk. A third OWI charge for the superintendent of Cumberland School District. Misdemeanor charges of OWI and operating while revoked were filed Tuesday in Barron County Circuit Court for 55-year-old Barry A. Rose of Cumberland. Court documents allege Rose was pulled over for speeding on 8th Street near the high school around 10 p.m. on Saturday, June 22nd. The officer detected signs of impairment and conducted a field sobriety test, which Rose allegedly failed. He blew a .126 on a breathalyzer over the state's limit of .08. Rose was outside of the driving hours for an occupational driver's license from a December 2023 OWI conviction in Dunn County. Court records show Rose had his first OWI conviction in December 1996. He is scheduled to appear in court in September. No remains have been located of the missing Rice Lake woman who is believed to have passed through the Barron County waste-to-energy incinerator. Rice Lake Police said surveillance video showed 39-year-old Melissa Davis entering a dumpster near her residence on May 13th and not exiting. The dumpster was emptied and taken to the Barron County incinerator. Police said surveillance video at the facility showed remains and clothing matching that of Davis. By the time Davis was reported missing, those remains had passed through the incinerator. Ashes were hauled to the Republic Services Lake Area Landfill in Sorona. Investigators and cadaver dogs searched the ashes at the incinerator and the landfill, but no remains were recovered. Rice Lake Police investigators say the case will remain open following new leads or video evidence as it becomes available. A 26-year-old Ladysmith man is accused of stealing more than $100,000 from the grocery store in which he worked at. Charged last week in Rusk County Circuit Court was Lucas G.E. Jones. Court documents say the market in Ladysmith found $100,680 was missing during an audit of an ATM. They said Jones was the employee in charge of filling the ATM with cash and that the cash discrepancies ended after he was terminated for falsely claiming more hours on his time card than he had worked. Jones was interviewed by police and he allegedly admitted to taking the cash to buy things online. He was charged with felony theft in a business of up to $100,000. And was released on a signature bond with conditions to not have any contact with the store. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is set to drop a pair of highly anticipated opinions today. The court's 4-3 liberal majority means Wisconsin voters may once again have the option of placing absentee ballots in drop boxes. That would reverse a ruling from 2020 when the then 4-3 conservative majority ruled they were not allowed in most cases. A progressive group aligned with Democrats brought a challenge to that. The justices will also release a ruling in a lawsuit brought by Democratic Governor Tony Evers challenging the Republican-controlled legislature's ability to block land conservation purchases. Wisconsin gets a shot in the arm for its biohealth efforts. Ted Ahlen with the details.
Following a national competition created by the U.S. Department of Commerce, the state was named one of 12 regional tech hub finalists. $49 million in federal funding will encourage biohealth manufacturing, research efforts, and job growth. Wisconsin hopes to become a global leader in personalized medicine by creating some 30,000 jobs, which will generate $9 billion in economic growth in the state over the next decade. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.